Welcome to Saturate KC, the weekly broadcast of The Sending Project, featuring information, news, and interviews of how God is working to saturate the greater Kansas City area with His Word, prayer, and the gospel of Jesus. Saturate KC is focused on building missional awareness, community, and collaboration among the citywide body of Christ in Kansas City. Here is your host, the Executive Director of the Sending Project, Eric Rochester.
Welcome everyone to Saturate KC. We're so glad you're joining us for this radio podcast. I have a question to start us off with today. Somebody may have asked a question like this. I'm sure they did somewhere along the way. But how many churches are there in Kansas City? You know, we have a metro area that's probably 3 or 4 million, something like that. How many churches are there in this citywide metro we call Kansas City? And somebody might answer that, well, I don't know, maybe there's 3,000. Maybe there could be more than that. Maybe there's a number growing. Maybe it's declining. I don't know. But probably maybe 3,000 is a good guess. But, you know, another answer that is really accurate to that question is that there's one church in Kansas City. There's just one church, the citywide church of Kansas City. The Bible talks about the church of Jerusalem, the church of Antioch, the church of Ephesus, etc. And so this is a really very much a biblical perspective to have, thinking about the church in the context of a city. And so we think a lot here at Saturate KC, and with the Sending Project, we think a lot about the citywide church of Kansas City, not at the expense of honoring and valuing and promoting what God's doing through each specific church and ministry and business, etc. But along with that, really celebrating the citywide church of Kansas City's kingdom impact. And, you know, it's happening. More and more connectivity around that is happening. And we're so thankful for that. Today we have a great, great guest with us because he is a business guy. He's a church guy and a ministry guy all in one. We are so glad to welcome to Saturate KC Radio Podcast today, Byron Whetstone. Byron, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for the invitation.
It is such a blessing. And we're going to hear more about your journey with the Lord and your ministry journey, your business journey, your vocational journey during the first part of the radio podcast today. But I do want to mention your context, and that is Homer's Coffee, a place which I've been to many, many times over the years. And I just want to ask you to state your role with Homer's Coffee.
I was named the executive director of Homer's as a not-for-profit in June of 2008. And here in 2021, we celebrate our 20th year at 80th and Metcalf in downtown Overland Park.
Amen.
Amen is right.
That is fantastic. So many great things God has done and is doing, and I believe will do, through Homer's Coffee. So maybe some of you out there listening, maybe you've heard of Homer's Coffee before. Maybe you've been there like I have. But maybe you didn't really know about some of these things you're going to hear about today as it relates to Homer's Coffee. Because it's not just a coffee house. So stay tuned to hear more about that from Byron. Karen Blankenship's our co-host. Karen, great to have you with us again.
Good to be here, Eric. Thanks.
And we are just going to dive into this conversation because I know, like typically happens, it's going to fly by. This time, this relatively short time we have, is going to fly by. So let's dive in. And Byron, would you start off just by sharing a little about your journey with the Lord and your ministry journey and business journey and all wrapped up in one?
Yeah, I think probably the easiest way is to say that I was very fortunate in my life to meet and marry Jerry, and we both were raised in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. So when we moved to Kansas City, we chose to devote our lives and rededicate our lives to Jesus. And we did so in 1990 at Overland Park Christian Church. And from that time to now, we have pretty much been an active ministry. And that has taken all shapes from house church planting to being a campus pastor to planting house churches, small groups. And so we've taken very seriously what God has asked us to do. And that is to serve Him every day in our lives as best we are called to do so.
Amen. Amen. So tell us a little bit about your journey in terms of the business world.
started a company called American Direct in 1992, and that was a pure startup, and today we're very fortunate to have 220 associates located across the U.S., and you know, God has continued to bless the business, and that has allowed me to take seriously you know, the idea that we have a chance to give back from everything he gives to us. And if you're not in an attitude of generosity, if you're in an attitude of not wanting to support and give back, I'm going to urge you, you can't outgive God. He will continue to give you more and more blessings, more and more financial blessings, which is what has allowed me to continue the work that I do.
Amen. Amen. What does American Direct do?
We're an intermediary. We sell security products, mechanical doors, frames, and hardware, as well as access control, security, surveillance, credentials, and we do that through, you know, primarily general contractors and end users.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how long did you say you've been running that business?
Since 92.
92, so quite a while.
Yeah, 30 years, wow. 29 years.
Wow, amazing. And then we were also talking, just to give further context to this, kind of one of those things, how we met you, or how I met you. I guess, Karen, I can speak for you too. I think this is the first time you'd met Byron, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
I think so.
First time you met him. And so I've heard your name before. I've seen your name written before, actually, because you were involved with the banquets last fall, I guess. It became late fall because we moved them to November because of the COVID crisis. And, well, that, what a journey that was. But we're so thankful that you connected with those banquets and as a sponsor. We appreciate that so much. And then, Byron, I think it was Mark Davis. I'm sure, because we were just talking before we started this radio podcast, and I believe that's what you said, that's how you became familiar with the Sending Project. Or if you didn't say that, that's no, what that's understand.
That's exactly true. Yeah. I met Mark Davis in 1984, and you know, we were both living in Manhattan, Kansas. I was in the one-hour photo business. He was in the insurance business, and we just became fast friends, and over the years, he's been a dear, dear friend and brother to me.
That's so great. And so Mark Davis, over the years, in the recent years, has been a part of the Sending Project team, and we're so thankful for him, of course. What a great guy. And doing an amazing work leading what we call the KC Trauma Healing Ministry. In partnership, not only with the Sending Project, but in partnership with the American Bible Society and the Trauma Healing Institute and Mainstream Bible Outreach Society. And so what a blessing that is. We encourage those of you who want to learn more about that to go to thesendingproject.org, and you can scroll down a little on the homepage, and there's a button right there. You can click on Trauma Healing, KC Trauma Healing Ministry, and KC Trauma Healing Ministry, and find out more about that there. And you can contact Mark Davis to find out more. But Mark Davis is how the Sending Project got connected with you, Byron. And so what a blessing this is. This is kind of I would say, a special radio podcast for me, because I've been to Homer so many times. And now what a blessing it is. I feel like the Lord's kind of bringing us together just to see what he has in store for us to go forward as we work together to serve the Lord. You know, so we don't prescribe that or assume what exactly that might mean. But certainly it's exciting, you know, to think that reality, that truth, we're better together. This is really, you know, related to Jesus' prayer in John 17, you know, praying for unity in the church. Amen?
Amen.
Byron, please continue on. We have a little time before our break, but please continue on and tell us a little bit more about, you know, maybe what drew you to this role you're now doing with Homers, this executive director role with Homers.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what happened. I met a man named Leroy who was in the industry that we have chosen to make our living in. And Leroy, knowing he was a Christian man, asked me, did I tithe? And I said, Leroy, I'm really pleased to be able to share with you that after a number of years, Jerry and I have been able to get our giving to the level of a full tithe. And he said, wow, that's great. Do you tithe on the earnings of the business? And it was a very, very compelling question. Of course, at first I said, well, I get a W-2, I get a paycheck. That's the money that I'm tithing on. And he said, well, does the business not have first fruits? And I mean, it really kind of hit me like a ton of bricks because while I had been, giving a few things here and there to this charity or that charity, I had never really taken seriously that the business had gifts to give to the Lord. And I knew that I didn't really want to sit in a pew and have the pastor come over and say, hey, we can't make the electric bill today, or, we're going to try to do a capital campaign. Would you be a part of that? I wanted to take my inclination towards entrepreneurship, and sometimes I call it spiritual entrepreneurship, to serve the Lord in a different way. And almost instantly, I was approached to talk to the board at Homer's Coffee House. Actually, it was called KCCMBC, which that stood for Christian Businessmen's Committee, which is who Jim Mathis, the founder, belonged to when he started Homer's.
Okay.
And so that seemed like a natural extension. And since I was in business and was a Christian, I think that's why they thought maybe I would be interested. But what really interested me was about a year before, Jerry and I had started planting house churches. Based around Acts 2:42, a very simple verse that says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and to the prayer. And it is a now very significant scripture, Acts 2:42 and following, because now more and more people are thinking of house church as church.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think it's very different now than it was maybe 20 years ago or 10 years ago even, in terms of people's perceptions of house churches. Okay, no, this is the way God's working. I mean, I think God's stirring it up more and more. And you think about all that society is dealing with now. And people who, in some cases, have had, maybe they had a bad experience in earlier in their life with church. Maybe they're just agnostic, or atheistic even. The likelihood of them being willing to, go to somebody's home for a gathering that's around spiritual conversation is more likely than maybe them they're going to step through the doors of a church building. So, God's doing great things through churches that have a building. Absolutely. We promote that as well. But God is also doing a great thing through house churches today. And so thankful for how you follow that call, basically in your life. So before we go to the break, Byron, let's talk about, just for a moment, you talked about 2:42. Now, before we started this, I mentioned David Tucker. He's the pastor of a house church that's part of 2:42, I think. But you can correct me if I'm wrong, but Young Church is it's called. But is that part of this? Is there a network, a 2:42 network, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, there used to be a network here in Kansas City called the Regional Evangelical Alliance of Churches, and David's church was part of that network. But that network has, moved on to another, time, sequence.
Okay.
And so, while I know Dave and while I know his church, we don't really have a formal connection.
Oh, okay, okay. So it's not part of the same network. Okay.
Yeah, but over the course of the time we've been with Homer's, we've probably planted 40 or 50 churches across the Kansas City metro.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Really, over these 12 years or so, 40 or 50 house churches planted.
Some house churches, some, Redeemer Fellowship in Johnson County planned their whole Johnson County second campus in Homer's. A ministry called Gracious Promise is keeping guys out of recidivism, and they're meeting every Saturday at Homer's Coffee House.
Wow. So you're saying over these 12 years, 40 or 50 or so church plants have utilized Homer's, and you've been able to be a part of them, helping get their church planted by starting meeting there, and then they've moved on to another location.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Praise God for that. those of you listening, I hope you're encouraged to hear this. This is an amazing way that God's working to further reach toward the saturation of the city with his presence. He's doing amazing things through coffee shops in some cases. Be encouraged. God is at work. He's at work in so many amazing ways. And we're going to hear more about how God's working through Homer's Coffee, or Homer's 242, as the name of the church goes, when we come back from the break. Before we go to our break, I just want to say this. A big thank you to our sponsor for this radio podcast ministry, and that's Mainstream Bible Outreach Society. Fantastic ministry. It's all about getting the Word of God into people's hearts and minds and hands. Go to myfreebible.org to find out more. Myfreebible.org to find out more about that great, great ministry. Listen, stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with Byron Whetstone.
We'll be right back for the second half of today's broadcast. We'd like you to help support the important work of Saturate KC in the Kansas City area. For information about how to make a financial contribution, please go to saturatekc.org. That's saturatekc.org. And click on the donate button. Now, back to more of today's Saturate KC.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks again for taking the time to be with us. We're having a great conversation with Byron Whetstone. He is the executive director of Homer's Coffee and a church that operates through Homer's, which is called Homer's 242. So, Byron, I guess you're an executive director, but also a pastor.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really kind of a funny question, because recently I was asked by a woman knows and is friends with my oldest son, and she heard some of our stories, and she said, does that mean you're a pastor? And I said, yes, I'm a pastor. You know, I have a lot of titles, but none of them really mean anything. I'm just serving the Lord Jesus Christ in every aspect of my life, and I don't differentiate.
Amen. Amen. It's all blended together in a beautiful way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for the way you've said yes to the calling God's put on your life and invitation that you felt on your heart about 12 or 13 years ago, something like that, to step into the role that you're currently still serving in there at Homer's. And it's so much more than a coffee shop. Hey, I appreciate a good coffee shop. I like coffee. I want to hear you talk about that too, Byron. How do you feel about coffee?
I love coffee. I think it's a great thing. You know, we have 1,800 or 1,900 transactions a month that come and come through the coffee house.
Yes.
I personally don't drink coffee. My preference is iced tea.
I should have asked you the question more directly. Do you drink coffee? Of course you like coffee and you appreciate coffee, yes. No, we had a funny conversation before, so I had to kind of throw that at you and see what happened there. I just thought that was so interesting that that you don't really care for coffee. Karen doesn't drink coffee. She doesn't like coffee.
Doesn't
either,
mean
so.
I don't care for it.
Well said. Well said. I have the feeling that you've had this kind of conversation before with people.
Yeah, that's right.
Well said. Hey, listen, what a great conversation we're having with you, Byron. It's so great to meet you and learn more about how God's worked in your life and then, of course, through Homer's Coffee, Homer's 242. Karen, would you comment a little bit on some of the things that Byron was talking about during the first part of today's radio podcast?
Well, one of my favorite things is to hear somebody who came to know Christ early on in life, and then they lived it their whole life, no matter, and just how you talked about the generosity, you know, like you just take one step of obedience and God just opens the door for another one. And I love stories. So those are just so wonderful and such an encouragement to see people who have just been running the race and they keep on running it. So thank you for your encouragement.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, Byron, tell us about what God's doing through Homer's 242.
Yeah, it's super cool. When you talked about John 17 a little bit ago, we are in the house church now studying the Gospel of John.
Mm.
And we just finished yesterday John 15. And, of course, it has the amazing language, abide in me and I will abide in you. And then, of course, it goes on to talk about obedience, and we understand now, I think, that it works as a kind of a two-way street. Abide in the Christ, and he will abide in you. Mm. And if you can get to that level of obedience, who knows what God may have you do. So it's very exciting to think about that. And as I have grown and matured in the faithfulness that I've been given, he continues to place aspirations on my heart and in my mind. And, one of the things we're talking about very actively is to place other Homer's Coffee House locations to help facilitate hubs, in other parts of the city that might be lights in a darkness. In other places,
That's great.
And so those are very exciting things. In addition to that, 3 years ago, I was asked to be the successor executive director to Fred Cornes at Heartland International Ministries. And we are now talking actively at the Heartland International Ministries board, which has some really, really talented folks as a part of that. And we're talking about how Heartland might be able to support Homer's and vice versa. Think of it this way. If there is global mission work that is going on across every country you can imagine, India, Africa, Bangladesh, Philippines, one that I'm particularly drawn to is Ruby and Naheem John, who have a Christian ministry in Pakistan, right in the heart of Islamabad. And so if I can have Homer serve as a catalyst for people to understand more about the international ministry that is available, now you start to talk about real relationships that I can share. I've had Ruby John in my home. She has taught on the one monthly service, the first Sunday, at Homer's Coffee House. So it's a very, very cool thing that God is doing, and I'm excited to be part of it.
Amen. Amen. You know, something to mention kind of on the heels of that is there's a connection. Although this is Saturate KC, and our focus really is about how God's working to reach toward the saturation of the city with his presence, there is a connection that we're very overtly talking about with the Sending Project that we see there between the local and the global, because the greater saturation in the greater KC area there is with God's presence, we believe the greater global impact the citywide church in Kansas City will have. You know, and the more we work together, the better impact we can have globally as well. So there's definitely that local-global connection. And also, another way it's connected, our guest last week, Carmen Krause, was talking about even kind of, I think, a bus tour, Karen, wasn't it what they did, or what they do, a bus tour where they take people around to different parts of the city where different ministries are reaching, or churches reaching out to some of the different refugee communities. So you got the nations have come to Kansas City. So you got the local reaching out to global. We also got the global really becoming more and more a part of the greater KC area. All that's a part of this era that we're in right now, and to think about it missionally is important.
Well, and if you think about it from a house church manifestation, most of the growth in the global church is happening house to house. And they don't have the resources to build buildings and some of the the luxury kinds of things that we have. No, don't take that as demeaning in any way. There are some beautiful, beautiful traditional churches, but many of the mainline churches do not have the same resources that they had 20 years ago. And so the manifestation of the church globally, house to house, I think is resonating in the U.S. because barrier to entries are different. Bivocational leadership is part of that program. And, what we think is so special about Homer's is that it is a Christian business operating with Christian principles, certainly about coffee, secondly about compassion, but coffee and compassion in the community that worships there or buys coffee there or buys muffins there. And we can, talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's not
Amen.
Got the same kind of barriers. And so
It's
been really, really, really rewarding to kind of think about how the two go together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So exciting. I'm thinking about two things we need to mention really quickly here before we run out of time. One is about the KC Marketplace Leaders Missional Network Gathering. And Karen, the date for that is?
It is February 18th. From 12 to 1 p.m., it's a Zoom meeting. They can find the information and register on our website at thesendingproject.org.
Awesome, awesome. KC Marketplace Leaders Missional Network. those of you out there in the marketplace, maybe you're a business owner, maybe you're not a business owner, but you're within the marketplace, and you know, you don't think about being a part of this. You really got to think about being a part of this missional network for marketplace leaders all over the city, from businesses all over the city. You're invited to be there. People like Byron Whetstone. Byron, you're invited.
Thanks.
Please join us if you can. I know you're a busy guy. And then, Karen, we also want to talk about the Global Mission Leaders Network, the KC Global Mission Leaders Network. We were talking a little while ago about some of the global impact ministry that Byron is connected with. And so tell us about that one, too, Karen. When is the next? Because this is a launch. This is a new thing. We're so excited about this. But imagine a citywide network of global mission leaders, pastors, ministry leaders, others, business leaders, who are interested and passionate about how God's working to reach out to others around the world. Karen, please tell us when that network event's going to be.
That's going to be held February 4th at 7 p.m. in the evening, 7 to 8 p.m., a Zoom meeting. And we are really, really excited about this one. It's going to be a great network because there's a lot of global missions going on in Kansas City, reaching beyond Kansas City.
So. Absolutely. There's a lot. And imagine a network that could be better connecting around that. I'm so looking forward to what God's going to do through that network.
Invited to that one, too.
Listen, yes, you are. You are. And we've got three great presenters. We have Chris Tatham from Journey Bible Church. We've got Derek Nunley from Westside Family Church. And we've got Jacob Lears from Life Mission Church. Oh, my goodness. This is an amazing lineup of three presenters. That one, we're going to push the time. Typically, we go 1 hour on these Zoom meetings. That's our standard default time frame for a Zoom meeting like this. That one we're pushing because it's a launch. We're going to go to an hour and a half. And so we've got three presenters. We've got a great networking time. Don't miss it. Please join us. Be a part of that. Go to thesendingproject.org. Scroll down there. You'll see the events and you can click on the right link and go forward from there and register. And we look forward to having you be a part of that great, great network event. Byron, it has been so great to have you with us, man. I'm telling you, I've learned so much about Homer's 242 and Homer's coffee. I learned that, you know, while you don't drink coffee, you really do care for
That's
coffee.
Right.
And so I appreciate the distinction there. Well said. What an amazing journey you're on. What do you want anybody who hears about Homer's or anybody who walks through the door at Homer's, what do you hope they experience?
Yeah, let me just make sure that you understand. It's a coffee shop. It's a for-profit business that supports the ministry of house church planning, compassion to the communities surrounding Homer's. And one time per month in a ministry that is open from 6:30 a.m. till 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 hour per month on the first Sunday, you can come and hear teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I mean, I love the way this is all rolled up into one. You know, and I appreciate your clarification there. It's a for-profit business. But what an inspirational thing. I hope those of you listening out there will take this, pray for Homer's Coffee, pray for it, this ministry that's happening through Homer's Coffee, and the church ministry there, the church planting ministry, all that you've heard about today. Please pray for this. Byron, if somebody out there listening would like to find out more about Homer's Coffee or about the church and the ministry that operates through Homer's Coffee, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way is to go to the website, homerscoffeehouse.com, and it's got all the details.
Okay, great. homerscoffeehouse.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. And just want to say a big thanks to you again for taking the time to be with us. Thanks so much for taking the time to be here today.
Yeah, thanks for having the invitation. I appreciate it.
And we're looking forward to the journey ahead with you. And to those of you listening, thank you for being with us today, and we look forward to when you're back with us next time.
Thank you for listening to Saturate KC. With information, news, and interviews about how God is working to saturate the greater Kansas City area with His Word, missional prayer, and the gospel of Jesus. For more information, go to saturatekc.org or call 913-489-8481. Listen again next week for another conversation about how God is working through the citywide church of Kansas City to saturate the city with His presence.